Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You're having a conversation about greatest shows that when it's on TV, you can't turn it off.
Sometimes you want to go
where everybody knows your name.
Like, if this was The Voice, I would turn my chair.
You'd hit the button just to see.
Just as I have to. I'd be curious, because this is clearly a troubled individual. It's not great.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
See, you know what?
What?
On 98.7 ESPN.
Streets on the China.
Oh, don't get me started. Hey, Mr. Belvedere. What a show. Will Wesley?
Sing it.
I won't.
You don't know the words.
I don't.
Look up the lyrics. Sing it today.
No.
Come on. Now, why?
Because. So I can be mocked and ridiculed?
No, because I'm going to go to the game tonight. I'm going to get the Mets a win. And we'll need some song.
Mets won't win tonight.
Yeah, we will.
Why would you think that?
Because
you're going to be there?
Yeah.
So if you had the power to make the Mets win, would you not go to every game?
I go to every single game. Who needs sleep? Every game.
So what happens tonight? So you get to the game. Game ends at 9:40. You get into the car by 10 o'clock.
Yep.
You're home by 10:45.
Probably.
Maybe closer to 11.
Yeah.
Get the kids to bed.
Yeah.
So you're in bed, lights out, 11:20.
If I'm lucky.
So you're looking at 3 hours sleep tonight.
Probably.
So you're going to be dreadful tomorrow.
No, I'll be great.
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Well, I don't. There's no way to prove
right
you're going to be great.
Battle right through it.
I hope so. I'm not convinced of that.
Well, you heard me last week. I could barely speak. I battled right through it.
Right through it.
Open was great. You'd think that like Santiago would be like, hey, Rick, you know what? Maybe I do the open for you tomorrow.
It's your baby.
Maybe I spread my wings. Well, CMT was my baby. You name it. Observations was my baby. DHIF, my baby. Sometimes you let the baby grows up.
You have a lot of babies.
Yeah. I like to share the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Raymond, like who knows if he ever...
Ray, you want to do the open tomorrow?
I'm not going to volunteer for it. If you want me to,
I mean,
sure.
Well, would you like that? Maybe spread your wings a little bit.
Would you like to spread your wings a little bit?
Learn to really fly.
Now, crash and burn, but that's
no,
okay.
Why would you crash and burn? You're very shot. It's scripted.
You're vital. You're crucial.
And it's scripted. Any idiot could do it.
Oh, my. Oh, no.
What?
I don't know who you insulted more with that statement.
It's a scripted open.
He knows what he did.
Yeah, but did
he
you?
Knows exactly what he 100% knows what he did. Don't listen to him.
That's because he bought leprosy grapes, and I tried to feed him one, and he threw it in the garbage.
Yeah, because there's one grape of the 50 in there that maybe is not beautiful, and this guy... Make sure to pick that one and try to give it to me. Okay, you know what's going to happen now? I just won't bring grapes anymore.
Fine.
And then next up, I won't bring fruit.
All right.
I had my banana. My banana's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
I don't want your banana.
I offered your banana to Brendan, and like the animal
His name's
he is.
Brandon. You animal. Goodness.
Brandon. It's like the same thing.
You're not in a good way this
take
hour.
Take the rest of the show off.
You know what? I swear.
Leave right
I swear
now.
You spent last hour trashing Rick that he wasn't ready to do the show. You're clearly not ready to do this hour.
Why?
Maybe we should restart.
Because the kid's name is confusing? Why?
That's part of it. That's one of the issues.
Brendan.
You wonder why people don't share with you.
Just got done saying any idiot can do the Thursday open.
Because you don't listen. Because I'm sitting here, I'm trying to have a conversation.
Give it to Brendan. He'll do it.
No, he's not going to do it.
He could do it. I'm sure
because he won't. Because he doesn't do
it
when he doesn't even drive.
He doesn't drive?
No, he won't drive here.
Why?
I got to carry him to the studio.
Why won't he drive?
He told me today, he goes, I'd probably get lost if you didn't show me where we were going. It's like, you've been here how many times?
So is this like an outreach program kind of thing here? Is that what? No.
Yeah. For trouble people
trouble goalies.
If cat daddies.
I see. RJ, that's what we are now. We are a landing spot for troubled goalies.
Why are you going after everybody?
What do you mean? You know what's coming in next week? Grant Fuhr next week.
Good guy. Great golfer.
Yeah?
Great golfer. I told you the Grant Fuhr story with the candy in his pads.
I don't know.
Did I ever told you that one?
No, I don't think so.
So whenever he didn't back up much, but whenever he did, he would hide candy in his
Andy
pants.
Moog will be here the following week.
Andy, he was my favorite. Oh, yeah. He was a jerk, though. He didn't treat me nice. So Grant Fuhr would put candy in his pads. And
like a pinata.
So he got, so goalie gets hurt, and he's like, oh no, I got to go in. So he goes in. First shot, he goes down on a butterfly, and he hears a pop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a jawbreaker.
and he was like...
No, he was down. The trainer had to come out. He thought he was done. He blew his knee out. And the trainer reaches down and pulls out a jawbreaker.
And that is a titleist.
Yes, exactly.
Let's go to Ben.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
Like an old man sending back soup at a deli. Ben in East Windsor. Good morning, Ben. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to weigh in on the Domingo thing. I was watching the game last night. And it sounded like Kay said they had a problem with him using rosin in the dugout. I don't know if that fine line is kind of the same thing that happened to Scherzer, I think. I'm not sure if it was the same crew as Scherzer.
It wasn't.
But, I'm looking like they got to weigh in on, what the fine line of when you can use the legal rosin, as they say.
Well, that's not even the legal rosin. But it's not even the legal rosin. It's how sticky you get your hand with the rosin. It's up to their discretion.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a line drawn, though.
But there is not. I mean, it does not exist.
It's umpire's discretion.
Problem. It's not... Yeah, so the umpire show.
Well, you saw how ridiculous it was too, though. I mean, the guy. So it's James Hoy who ends up kicks him out, but it's the first base umpire that checks him first when he comes off of the fourth, and then it's like, wow, this is kind of sticky. And then they bring now everyone's got to touch his hand. What do you think? Yeah, stickiest hand.
Right.
And then they thought, because they said it after the game, that it wasn't just rosin.
But what are you supposed to do? And also, if a different umpiring crew might go up and say, not that
I've seen
bad.
Stickier.
Right. No.
Not that impressive.
Yeah.
I've seen bigger.
Yeah, this is not the worst. You go ahead. You're pitching great. Go ahead. Yeah, right. How about it? No, but really, one crew could look at something and say, no. Never seen anything like this. You're out. Next crew could look at the same thing and be like, yeah, not great, but within the reason of the rules.
Well, I think part of it, too, was this crew was the one that gave him the benefit of the doubt the first time, didn't kick him out.
That's what makes it so stupid on his part.
That caused the whole fiasco. Baldelli gets all pissed off. And now it's like, okay, we did you assault the first time, and now here we are again. And we're back to the same.
Here's a question
hand.
For you. Now, you're not a Yankee. I ask the guys as well. All right? RJ Raymond, you're going to play this game too, but I'll ask you. If you're the Yankees, what team do you dislike the most right now?
Right now.
Oof. Is it the Astros still? Is it the Blue Jays? Is it the Rays?
I think in this moment, it's probably turning itself into, if you're the Yankees players.
You're a Yankees fan.
I probably still hate Houston.
Because
they stand in my way.
All right. Well, an interesting question, though.
No, I think it's an interesting question. I think as a player, though, I think it's a better question. If you are a player, who do you hate the most?
Well, but you can't, as a fan, you can't put your mind in the minds of the player. But it's easier to do it as someone who's watching the games.
Yeah, I think so. But I think, as far as the player is concerned, you got two teams. Even watching these games. Watching Tampa play the Yankees and now watching Tampa play the Mets. They would aggravate the crap out of me as a player with how cocky they are. That's a cocky team. Tampa's turned themselves into a really, they're not the lovable,
But they hate you too.
Yeah, but they're not the lovable, look what they're doing with such a small payroll. They're good.
They'll swing it.
And they know they're good and they're cocky about it.
And it doesn't matter who they lose.
No.
That's it. They're so interchangeable.
Well, and the pieces that they bring in that... They just find a way to turn into really good players.
Best run organization in baseball.
Probably.
And Braves are up there, too.
Yeah, Braves are up there, too.
All right, RJ, what team do you hate the most in baseball right now?
It's still Houston, for the reasons that Rick said. But the Blue Jays is a nice rivalry. I think that with the amount of times you now play, less, because you play every team in baseball now. So you play your division less. I think it's down from 19 to 13. So I think there's a little bit of an added importance in these games. You only see them for three series a year. So, the games are heightened a little bit, which I think helps. Also, I noticed yesterday that, I know it's not what you asked, but do you see some of the Yankee, the hitters too, but the pitchers came over and everyone wanted to touch Herman's hand. I think everyone is still trying to figure out themselves, okay, this is what could get me in trouble. Okay, this is bad. This is okay. This is not good. They just find themselves in another gray area.
Which they always do. But that's my biggest problem with it. If it's, and again, was Scherzer lying? Was it more than just rosin? I mean, Herman stands by it was just rosin. If it's a legal substance, we're going to have a line between, like, that's
what's
the problem.
What's too much?
What's too much?
Right.
Like, you use too much rosin. But you told me I could use rosin.
But here's the thing. I have to think it's too much because every Yankees member that we heard today is annoyed at Herman.
Well, or it sounds like that they know that it wasn't just rosin.
Exactly. Right. So it's either it was way over the line of too much rosin or using something you shouldn't use. Because the Yankees will defend their own
or it's just they're just fed up with the stupidity of it. Like, come on, man. Like, you know this is the same umpiring crew. We talked about it. You know this.
Right.
They checked you last time.
But it's hard to believe that he was within what are the, you know,
the parameters.
The norm or the parameters, yes. When your own guys are like, you know, I'm going to talk to him.
I'll tell you what, though, like watching that game last night and then the back and forth, them calling Major League Baseball after the whole peeky-peeky with, you know, making sure the first and third base coaches are in their boxes and then Boone going back, the shut up fat boy, and then all culminated with the Judge home run. Herman gets kicked out. Like, that's a, I mean.
That was a game.
That's an exciting Tuesday night baseball game.
It was a great game.
And I'll tell you what, there's nothing worse in sports than the cocky team or cocky player that's done nothing.
They've done nothing.
You're like, why are you so cocky?
They've done nothing.
Like, just come back to me when you achieve something.
Yeah. If I was a Yankees fan, I would detest
like that Dylan
Toronto.
Brooks. Like that Dylan Brooks. That's what I do. I poke bears.
Yeah, who are you?
Why are you poking LeBron James?
And who are you?
Yeah, I know. And then you go and shoot the way you shot.
Tell me your resume.
Right.
You were pretty good at Oregon.
Yeah, but then you go shooting the way. I mean, you go and shoot the way you shot. Like, what are you doing?
He was so bad that his current team is like, you're gone.
We're not bringing him back. Yeah, they couldn't wait to tell everybody.
Right.
He's gone. We're not going to bring him back.
It sounds just like quietly, like, yeah, you know, explorers. No, we will not bring Dylan Brooks back into the mix here.
He's out.
Even his own team hates him.
I'm telling you, man. Even on your team, there's nothing worse than that guy that walks around. And you're like, who the bleep is this guy?
Tom Barrasso in studio next week, by the way.
No way.
No.
I got good Tom Barrasso stories, too, if you want
them. I'm good, thanks. Shooter Stanford. Yeah, good morning, Shooter.
Oh, good morning, fellas. Good morning, company.
Let's go, Yankees!
Oh, dear.
All right. And drop our squeeze. Took my call nice and early. I appreciate that, guys. Love
I wasn't
you, love
going
you.
To. RJ pushed me into taking you, which seems like it might be a mistake right now. But
No mistakes here, baby. No mistakes. June 1st, Judgment Day. Can't wait. Yankees, Gleyber Torres. Well, first, let me throw in. Yesterday with Aaron Rodgers, I think there was a misunderstanding because I know he's going to show up to the off-season workouts and the mandatory stuff. Of course he's going to do that. He's not an idiot. Like, he's going to be there for that. I'm talking about the extra things.
Yeah, like, I know what you're talking about. And my mindset is that 100% he's going to do the extra things, right? Work on his own with Garrett Wilson, get into the locker room, get into the, you know, the playbook. Yes, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
All right, good. We're on the same page there. Now with the Yankees, with Gleyber, right? Gleyber's playing pretty well lately. And then yesterday, you just saw, I don't know how.
To play to second base.
Not just to play to second base,
got
right?
Got thrown on
the
third,
the
too.
The two base running mishaps. He had that clear single, and then he tried to stretch it a double, got thrown out. And this was a close game. Like, he's always had that, right?
And thanks to the call, Shooter. Like, that's always been the knock against Gleyber. Like, million-dollar talent, sometimes his brain doesn't
Yeah, sometimes
catch
he's
up
not
that.
Fully locked in, yeah.
The play to second base to me was just awful.
Well, especially with Judge coming up. That's just not smart.
No. Where he threw it to second.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, some of the base running stuff.
Yeah. He had a bunch of those, you know, brain farts last night.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm in a fine mood. I think you and Brandon got into a fight on the way
no,
in today.
No, we're fine. We laughed. We joked.
Doesn't feel like. It feels like you're in a way, and you're taking it on me. Is
no,
what it feels
I
like.
I mean, no. RJ went to pick up a beautiful, what he thought was a beautiful banana, snapped in half.
Yeah.
Just, it fell apart. And then the other one he opens, done. Bruised. It leads me to believe that, I mean, maybe he had a rough walk to the studio. And you took your frustrations out on the banana.
I threw my bottle of water in. And that's the thing. I walk in today, you're like, oh, who drinks that kind of water?
I could see that. You almost kill me with it.
It's the most popular brand of water that there is in the world.
No, no. No, no, I didn't say that. First of all, you almost dropped it on my head.
I caught it. Right. It was a non-issue.
I said I didn't like the cap. That's it. The cap stinks. Yeah, see?
Here,
you don't like
take
this
the cap.
Because you gave it to me because you don't like it.
No, eat it.
It's tough to put
shove
it back.
In your eye.
I don't want to shove it in my
shove
eye.
Shove it right in your eye. Use it like a monocle. Yeah, there you go. Good.
Like the
talk like a pirate.
Like the planters guy.
Talk like a pirate. RJ, would you not say that he has been nasty at a minimum since I walked in this morning?
I think he's trying to motivate you.
Yes.
I don't need motivation.
You're not responding to it well. I can say that.
Well, it's unnecessary.
It's pretty much...
I've been totally fine today.
During the break...
Sometimes you need to whip a mule.
You're a pirate.
Nice. You should be a pirate.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be the planners guy. Go ahead, RJ. He interrupted you.
No, I think it's just... Rick, during the break, was telling you all the reasons why you haven't been good today, and I can tell you that you're not responding well to it.
Well, if you know that I'm not going to respond well to it, why do you keep doing it?
It's constructive criticism.
It's not constructive.
Yes, it
so
is.
So the grapes stink. The water I drink stinks. The bananas stink. The caps stink. I stink.
Yeah,
everything
you stink,
stinks.
Yeah.
You stink.
You've said
you smell
nothing,
nice.
Not one nice thing about me or to me the entire day. Maybe I feed off positive reinforcement rather than the negativity you bring every day. You ever think about that?
No, I never thought about
that. Do you do this to your kids too?
No, never.
Milo, stop doing this.
No.
Stop doing that. You guys could be in therapy.
Stop. RJ, did he not? He left his son's lacrosse game.
He was playing like garbage. You think I'm going to sit there?
Well, how's that any different?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I'm going to sit there for an entire second half when he plays like garbage?
Well, the second half is, 24 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about the amount of time. I'd sit there for 4 days if he was playing well.
So I think Rick is telling you he would like to leave right now, but he's contractually obligated to stay.
I'll cover for you. You just go. Up and go.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Show would really take on a different dynamic. I'd bring Brendan in here. He and
no,
I
he's coming with me.
No.
Yeah.
Brendan.
Why do you keep calling him that?
His name is Brandon.
Whatever. EA. Brandon.
Yes.
So, how you doing?
I'm great. How are
good.
You?
Really good. Rick leaves. I say to you, come on in. Let's do the next 2.5 hours together. You're going to leave with Rick or you're going to do the show with me?
I'd shut the door right behind him and I'd walk with him.
He come with me, see?
How else is he going to get home?
Right.
I get you an
You're
Uber.
Not driving him.
I'll get you an Uber home.
You would order the Uber to
I'd
the wrong name.
I'd order and pay for the Uber for you to get home.
Yeah, but it wouldn't even be to my name. It'd be the wrong person.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd have to leave you.
So you have no aspiration to do radio ever?
I do, but I think, me and Rick have built up such a great relationship.
Yep.
He knows my name. And stuff like that I'll follow him.
Wow. Brandon grew his hair long when I had my hair long. Yeah.
This is creepy.
It's not creepy.
It's very creepy. No.
What do you mean?
You're like his muse. It's
no, not a muse. Mentor.
Uncomfortable and awkward.
Mentor.
Okay.
That's creepy, but what you did with your two little interns that you had with the sticky stuff wasn't creepy.
More. Use it. That's right. That's really work with that spider tech. Really become familiar.
That's the creepy.
We had 5 million views.
Yeah, because they were like, this guy's going to get arrested at some point.
5 million views on that TikTok.
Yeah, it was a watch
million.
List. It was because
more
were
money
list.
Than you steal from the Islanders. We had views for that TikTok. More money.
See again. You always go there
because it's my one.
It works every time.
It's my
one
ace in the hole.
I have TJ. I have Nico.
It's my one ace in the hole. Right there. Right in the hole. Ready to go.
How is that? That whole podcast situation.
It went under. What do you want me to do? I'm being honest. We didn't make it.
You had a beautiful set and everything.
We had a great set. We
and welcome aboard.
True or not true? We had a nicer set than we have here.
Not even close.
It's ruining the baseball before our eyes.
It's not even close.
Beautiful set. Big sponsor. More people to work on that show than on this show. And it didn't make
video.
It.
Video. You had it all.
Audio, video, social media. Whole thing.
I'm taking the Giants to win the NFC East.
I think just for the proof, though. Me and you on the podcast, still kicking.
Might be different.
You by yourself?
Maybe so. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So, Victor Wembanyama gets us. How do you say the name? Wembanyama.
Yes.
Wembanyama.
Yep.
Yama. Victor Wembanyama. Wembanyama.
Yama, 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 yama. Yeah.
So, he winds up, you were right. You said you thought it was going to be Spurs. Somehow you were right about that, and he's going to wind up on the Spurs. Boy, that is such a game-changing moment for this organization.
Right.
Which has had an amazing run over the last
30
years.
But they've been
irrelevant lately, yeah.
Right. I mean, Kawhi wanted out, and there was some question as to whether, you know, how long Pop would be around. And they're not, I mean, you're talking about like one of the great franchises in sports.
Correct.
To where they're at now. And
now they hit a home run.
They were given a gift.
Yeah.
And he was given a gift, in all honesty. Like, I mean, as far as his development.
Well, do you want to go there or you want to go to Charlotte?
Right. But just like, I mean, having the ability, like the familiarity, that kind of coach that's been able to develop, you know, some of the greats. I mean, you're talking about two first round picks that were Hall of Famers. Like, that doesn't always happen.
Well, think of the players they've had in that organization.
Well, but think about usually the teams with the first round pick are have the first overall pick for a reason, because they're not very good and they're not run very well. So unless you're so talented you can overcome a lot of dysfunction, you're kind of like, with teams like that, you're usually doing it on your own. Now you have the luxury of having one of the great coaches of all time.
The only question is, how old is Popovich? He's got to be in his 70s, right?
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere now.
You think he's going to coach? You're not going to coach his entire career?
No, not forever. But I mean, especially early on, it's nice. Like, as you're learning,
your introduction into the NBA.
Yeah, he's 74 years old. So at least you have. I mean, there's some stability there. It's well run.
It's brilliant.
He knows how to develop young players.
Tony Parker, Ginobili, Duncan, obviously David Robinson. Like, they've had really just unbelievable. Kawhi Leonard, like, unbelievable talent in that organization.
Yeah, you know what? At the time, you don't even realize it, but how important that the fit is, and that early development.
This is amazing to me. Woj saying this could be the GOAT prospect.
I told you. I read something.
I know that he would be picked, and I was telling people yesterday.
Yeah,
that he would have been
the first.
If he and LeBron were in the same draft, and then I got people. Well, you're telling me he's better than LeBron? No,
that's not what I'm saying. Now,
if they were in the same draft, that this guy might be picked over LeBron. Here is Woj on the GOAT prospect.
Victor Wembanyama is simply the greatest draft prospect in the history of the NBA, maybe in all of team professional sports. A number of executives who will be in the room tonight who are in this draft lottery tell me that they believe he could be the best player at both the offensive and defensive ends by his third season in the NBA.
I mean, are you kidding me? To step into that?
To step right into that. Yeah, a couple sports too. NHL, same thing with Bedard. And so what that did for Chicago. Immediately. I think that night they sold almost $2 million season tickets, $2 million in season tickets.
I think
it was
more.
Well, no, the first night I think it was like close to $2 million, but then in the next couple days
it continued along.
Yeah, it changes everything for them. Everything.
I mean, the trajectory. You're going to be a destination now.
Yeah,
you're a destination on the road. Fans are going to want to go at home. Fans are going to want to be there.
Well, that's part of the problem, though. Too, you got to imagine. I mean, San Antonio is fine, but that's not. There aren't free agents tripping over themselves to get to San Antonio.
It will be now.
Yeah, but I mean, teams like that have to, in order to have that happen.
Right. The only way is if they step in it and
the
now.
Draft develop
yes,
and then you have somebody.
And now along the way it'll work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Buster only with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Long time no speak, our MLB insider. He's the best in the business. Buster, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
So, firstly, did I hear this correctly? You have never had a cavity? We tried to get you yesterday. You were at the dentist, and then you told RJ you are cavity-free your entire life?
Yes. I have never had a cavity, and I absolutely give all credit to my late mother, my late great mother, who apparently passed on the greatest genes ever, because I am not going to sit here and claim that I floss 10 times a day and brush 10 times a day. You know, when I was in college, went 5 years without going to the dentist, that sort of thing, and I've never had a cavity.
Well, that's wonderful news. Wonderful news. Better certainly than the Mets. We'll get to the Mets. let's start with the Yankees. So what do you make of this Herman thing last night? Like, is this so much of just like an open determination from the umpires that it's not right? Or is it obvious to you, clear in a way, that he needed to be removed from that game last night?
Based on what was on his pants, he wiped on his pants after, after coming out of the game. I mean, there clearly was something there, and the comments from the Yankees were so muted after the game that I think they, you know, essentially are acknowledging something there. It kind of reminded me of when Michael Pineda had that big gob of pine tar on his neck, and then after the game, everyone was like, "Yeah, okay, we understand." That's the way it felt with the Yankees, and especially with the way, you know, here's Herman, who's already been stopped by that umpire group. It was like someone who got, you know, pulled over by a cop going 75, and the cop says, "You know what? I'm going to let you off, slow down." And then, like, the next time they see him, he's going 100. It made no sense, and he's got to make the adjustment. And it's, you know, clear from the time that Major League Baseball sent a memo to teams in mid-March and basically telling them that there's going to be enhanced enforcement, that gradually they're ramping this up. And, you know, not only, the Yankees have felt it, the Mets have felt it, but across baseball, because in the second half of last year, it got out of control how many guys were using sticky substance. And so I'm not surprised that they've caught some people this year.
So, Buster, what's the actual protocol? Because, I mean, remember what happened with Scherzer is, I mean, it sounded like he was applying his own rosin before he came out to the mound. Are they told that they only want them using the rosin on the mound, or they as long as it's not too sticky, okay with them having their own rosin in the dugout or the clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, players can use, you know, their own rosin bag, which I personally find to be nuts. You know, I think the whole situation is kind of nuts. The idea that, we've gone this long and they can't find a baseball that has a surface that everyone's comfortable with is crazy. You know, the week after or the weekend after Max Scherzer got nailed, got suspended, had a long conversation with him in San Francisco. You know, he didn't want to go on the record, you know, off the record. That was my question. He didn't, you know, what I said to him was, I can't believe between the Players Association and Major League Baseball that they can't get together and figure something out to avoid this whole thing. If they could find a baseball with a tacky surface, as they have in Korea, as they have in Japan, all of this conversation would be bypassed. And so I put it on Major League Baseball to get it done so we don't have situations last night. And I'm sure that the umpires, the players, everybody would love for that to happen.
Buster Olney with us here, 98.7 ESPN. So let's go back. This is some serious between the Yankees and the Blue Jays. A lot of drama all over the place. Two nights ago, when Judge is peeking out of the corner of his eye and then comes up with the excuse of, well, I was just looking, you know, guys were chirping and making a lot of noise. I didn't think it was appropriate. You don't buy that. I don't think he did anything wrong. Rick doesn't either. But you don't buy that he was just looking into the dugout to see what the guys were chirping about, do you?
I don't take that at face value, no. I do think that probably what was happening, and I know this is what the Blue Jays absolutely believe, is that, you know, that the whether it was the catcher, the pitcher, the Yankees were figuring out what was going to be thrown, and Judge may have been getting some sort of cues. And it was interesting because the Blue Jays people I talked to yesterday were basically saying after the game, you know, the Blue Jays were like, yeah, we have a problem. Like, this is on us. They clearly were somehow conveying to Judge what the next pitch was going to be. And they, you know, they didn't look at that as being something outside the box like the Houston Astros thing was. And, you know, they talked internally about making adjustments. Now, they did reach out to Major League Baseball, and this whole back and forth between the two teams got ramped up. And it, you know, reminded me actually something that David Cone said to me when he was a player, that, you know, he would go into a media guide and look at the profiles of players on the other team and find a reason not to like them and find, like, to get, you know, sort of get, you know, jacked up to try to get angry at the other side. That's what last night felt like. Like, they all know that the Yankees weren't really doing anything untoward, and the Jays understand that the adjustments that they needed to make were on their side. I mean, shoot, they sent the pitcher down who gave up the home run in the eighth inning, you know, sent him to the minor leagues yesterday. So it's not like they were like, you poor guy, you, the Yankees were cheating. They were like, yeah, you stunk. You're going back down to the minor leagues. And, you know, it all played out last night with a lot of drama in the background. But and I did think during the course of that game, I said, you know, this feels like there's going to be punches thrown at some point.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Man with the best teeth in the business, Buster Olney, joins us here on the show. Buster, what exactly, so just explain to me, because you talked to all these players, what's gamesmanship, fair play, as far as, you know, no, I don't want to say sign stealing because we've got the pitch coming and everything else, but I mean, if a pitcher's tipping his pitches and you want to relay it to the hitter, what's fair play and what's not?
The separator is the use of technology, right? If there's a runner at second base and the catcher, you know, is given signs or something, the pitcher's holding the ball in such a way that the runner at second can tell he's going to throw a slider and he conveys that information to the hitter, that's fair game. If, you know, coaches can see from, you know, their position at first or third base what the sign is because the catcher's lazy and he's kind of, you know, giving away the pitch you know, too early, setting up too early, that's considered to be all fair game. The difference is, and what, you know, why so many players were offended by the Astros was the use of technology. And it's a clear line in the eyes of players. Besides that, as they say, that, you know, what it's here from the Blue Jays people yesterday was, yeah, that we need to make our side better. We need to handle that better than what we were doing.
A cavity-free Buster Olney with us here, 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, no.
I mean, listen, you have teeth like that. You deserve a ton of credit. All right, I'm at DEFCON 4. Buster, how worried should the Mets fan be about this really horrendous team right now?
I think they should be worried, no question, because when you structure a team in the way that they did, where they spent a lot of money on the rotation, you know, guys who are really accomplished, and they have a lineup which, you know, at its best is a good lineup, but certainly doesn't have the firepower that the Braves have or the Phillies have.
They need the pitching staff to be elite, and they just simply are not. Now, look, I thought last night, while, you know, Verlander's final pitching line was ugly, he clearly was having issues with his slider. I put that performance, I chalked that up the fact that the Rays were so good. Like, their plate appearances against Verlander in that third inning when they, you know, really wore him down. It was like a boxer throwing body shot after body shot after body shot with Verlander. You could see him getting worn down. That they built up to, you know, in the end, how many runs they generated against him. But they need Verlander to be elite, and they need Scherzer to be elite. That's the way the team is structured, and we don't have any signs yet that they actually have that kind of rotation.
Buster, is Billy Epler good at his job?
I think he's good at his job, and I think the gamble, you know, personally, I think I know I've had conversations with him about what their plan was, you know, how they got to this point. But the guys they bet on, the way the team is, without pitching coming through the farm system, they needed these bets to pay off. And it, look, there's no getting around the fact that it hasn't so far.
Are we going to see Vientos and or Mauricio at some point, or we're going to stick with Vogelbach and the like?
Well, and I think that's, at this point, they have to find a way. If the pitching staff's not going to be elite and you want to, you know, put yourself in a position where you might make the playoffs, you have to upgrade the offense. There's no way around that. You know, the comparison I've used in the past with between the Braves right now and the Phillies and the Mets, like watching a heavyweight or a middleweight going up against heavyweights. You know, they, since June 1st of last year, the Mets are 16 and a half games worse than the Braves in the regular season standings, and they've been out-homered by about 50%. That's just not sustainable unless you have absolutely dominant starting pitching. And so however they're going to do it, I think at some point they have to start talking about potential upgrades along the lines of what you're talking about. And, you know, it's hard for me, not having seen the, you know, the young players, minor leagues and how they're playing right now and, you know, seeing what's in the trade market, how that's got to happen. But that has to be the pull this cord in case of emergency. They have to find a way to upgrade that offense.
Buster only joins us here on the show. Buster, how do you explain, or can you explain, what's happening with this Tampa team and how they consistently are able to do what they're doing?
Yeah. First off, they clearly, you know, as an organization, they're so good at coaching and it's speaking with players about things that will help make them better because, you know, they bring in guys from other organizations and they give them two or three things and the players figure it out. And this is why every October, when teams are looking to hire managers or coaches or front office people, they raid the Rays organization. And that's always been the case with their pitching staff. This year, I think because they're getting elite performances out of a couple of guys in their lineup, it's now their offense has gone next level. The idea, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but the idea that they've out-homered their opponents by more than 3-1, it's something like 85 homers, the most in the big leagues, and they've allowed 28. Those numbers are absurd. And you can have a great offense when you do so much mixing and matching like they do if you have a couple of core performers. Wander Franco's that, or Rosarena's that type of guy. And then around those guys, you know, they're able to generate a lot of runs. It's amazing how well they're playing. That's what I said before. Yeah, Verlander wasn't great last night, but I think a lot of his struggles last night were how excellent the plate appearances were for the Rays.
All right, last one. We'll let you go, and thanks so much, as always. And that is a bigger disappointment at the quarter mark of the season, Mets or Padres?
Wow. Well, you know, it's hard for me to say anything other than the Padres because I picked the Padres to win the World Series. And, you know, the idea that in the last 10 games they're 2-8, you know, they're not clicking offensively, even close to what people expected. you know, it's amazing that those are the two teams that during the course of the winter we talked about, the owners are all in. They're willing to spend whatever it takes. And, you know, the Mets put together a record payroll. The Padres have put together a payroll that's like 5 times greater than it was, you know, 6-7 years ago. And yet here we are. Both teams are clearly in trouble, especially with the Dodgers playing so well in the West again, and with the Mets, the Braves, you know, considered, I know, by folks around baseball to already have separated themselves as the best team in the National League.
All right, Buster, we appreciate you. Take care of those beautiful pearly whites, and we'll talk to you very soon, I hope.
I'm going to regret ever telling that.
No, okay? Be proud
Why?
Of it.
Why? You have beautiful teeth. You have elite teeth. Hall of Fame teeth.
Yeah, I mean, you get milk right from the udder. It probably helps extra calcium. Those teeth are gorgeous.
Yeah. You probably have no bone damage at all. It's gorgeous.
100%. Cheese had a lot to do with it. No question. Thank you.
Buster, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
All right. That, of course, the great Buster Olney.
I found myself wondering if Buster could milk you.
And there we go again.
You started it today.
I started what?
You said nasty stuff to me all day.
Nasty stuff. Walked in. You going to drink that water? That's disgusting
water.
No, you
almost dropped it on my head.
Who has that kind of water? Look at those grapes. What's wrong with your grapes? Right away. I come in good mood. Hey, how you doing? And this is the thanks I get. You know what? How about, can you at least emote some energy and excitement about the Mets tailgate?
Yes.
That I can get from you?
I'm excited for that.
Thursday, June 1.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which is 2 weeks away. You can hang with us all day long. All right, we start the day broadcasting live from Publicans in Manhasset, 6 to 10.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous place.
Doesn't get better. I've never been to Publicans.
Oh, you're going to love
it. What am I going to expect?
It's a beautiful spot. I mean, it's right in the downtown heart of Manhasset. Drinks will be flowing.
You think they'll have sliced fruit?
If you ask.
I'd like that.
All right.
I'd like sliced, delicious fruit. Then we go from Publicans to Citi Field, the parking lot, for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to have cornhole. We're going to have food. We're going to have, apparently, one of our company members is going to bring the music.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think we could set up a pickleball court?
No.
No?
No, I don't think that's, now you're getting crazy.
It's some chalk, a net, paddles, and a ball.
It's a lot.
I think it's doable. All right, so no pickleball, but we will play cornhole. I'm going to smash you in cornhole.
There is no chance.
Okay.
All right.
All that leading into the game, 1 o'clock against the Philadelphia Phillies, the Dirty Phillies. So spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans, gorgeous spot in Manhasset, over to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate, and then we're headed to the game, Rick. All right, and we're sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of the fine folks here at 98.7 ESPN.
And our beautiful new jerseys.
There's going to be jerseys for us.
Jerseys for us. It's all sorts of stuff.
RJ, you're going to be there too.
I will be at the tailgate.
And you're going to be hanging and mingling with the people.
With the people.
The only way this gets better, it's probably impossible, we catch a foul ball.
That would be nice.
We catch a foul ball, forget it. I may streak the field.
Because you got to figure, it's not going to be sold out. There's going to be...
There should be some space to roam.
There's going to be some space. You going to have a hot dog?
Maybe.
Some kraut?
No. And I'm not a crow guy.
What?
On the hot dog, no. No, mustard, relish, or onions. I like the onions. Mushroom and onion.
Sauerkraut?
No sauerkraut. No.
Please tell me you're a mustard guy, not a ketchup guy.
Yeah, mustard. I just told you. Mustard and relish or mustard and the onions. I like the mustard
and sauerkraut is troubling, though.
I never grew up having sauerkraut on the hot dog.
Really?
Yeah, no.
But sauerkraut on its own is a tasty little...
Delicious.
Side.
Yeah, yeah.
Side.
Delicious.
Sweet baby. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but not... Now, when I was in Germany, the sauerkraut on the sausage, on the brat.
But you didn't bring that.
On the weisswurst.
That love back to put it on the hot dog.
No.
Interesting. RJ, you a sauerkraut on the hot dog guy?
I'm not, and I just took a quick survey around the room. Me, Brendan, Brandon, and Ray.
All four of you?
None of us sauerkraut on the hot dog.
I mean, you can enjoy the hot dog without the sauerkraut. I just think it adds a little to it.
Yeah, I don't. No.
And it becomes a more filling meal as well.
Right, yeah. But
sauerkraut, very low in calories.
But you got four people that say,
Well, I think it shows who we're working with here.
Maybe we have RJ try it on.
Yeah, RJ, have you ever had the sauerkraut?
I have not.
Why? Well, he doesn't even know if he doesn't like
it. Right.
Well, I've never had it on the hot dog.
Well, why?
I don't know. Is it readily available in most places?
Yes, most places you can get sauerkraut.
I think you go relish over sauerkraut, no?
You can go relish. You can go onions. You're a ketchup guy, aren't you?
No, ketchup, mustard.
Would you love to see a foot long in his hand? Like how big that would look?
I would.
weirdo.
See, he's very depressed. He's taking shots at everybody today.
Yeah, well, I was looking forward to the grapes. Had a couple grapes. Had a couple bad ones, so I'm off the grapes. Then I pick up a banana. Literally breaks in half.
You know,
my hand.
You're such a little liar.
How am I a liar?
Because you were eating. When you went.
Yeah, I was on the grapes.
He and ate then, grapes. I said, "How are they?" He goes, "Pretty good."
They said, "There's a couple." I said, "There's a couple good ones."
And then he found some disease.
And now I'm off the wagon.
You know what? I'm going to go in there at the next break.
He may have food poisoning.
I'm going to take all the fruit. I'm going to throw it away. And you will never see fruit again.
No. See, don't do that.
No. Sorry.
Talk about lashing out.
Back to the tailgate.
All right, no, forget about the tailgate. Forget about we did the read for the tailgate.
Put some sauerkraut on your banana.
That would be disgusting.
Try it. For you, it'll be fine.
It's low calorie.
Yeah, you ever had it?
Yeah. Both.
It's very long calories.
Low calorie.
Let's, you know what? Forget, I'm not doing Stump Rothenberg today.
Yeah, you are.
Come on.
No. Come on. Stop.
Sorry.
Don't be a baby.
If we were going to do it, it would have been brought to you by Sharp Hat, though. That's a good
company. I'm going to hit the intro.
No, you can hit the intro, but we're not.
He
we're
knows
not doing it.
Sports.
I'm
he
intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So accurate. Now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS4 or 7, by the way?
All right, if we were going to do Stump Rothenberg today, it would in fact be brought to you by Sharp Hat, but we're not going to, so.
No, the bet is running.
Great. And that was Stump Rothenberg brought to you by
Sharp Hat. No, the board is full of Stump Rothenberg calls.
What do you mean?
The
whole, there's an open line.
No, not now.
Not
green now.
Not anymore.
Put it on hold. Well, yeah, just put it on hold.
But answer right on air. Go live right on air.
I can't answer it.
If you hit one, go right live on air.
Introduce yourself.
No. Don't do that.
You're scared.
You don't know who that could be. It could be a murder. You can't open the door like that. Can't let people into the home like that. What's the matter with you? Fine. You want to play?
I want to play. Brandon's got a question. He said it's good.
Yeah, right. All right, fine. We'll start with Andy and Merrick. Andy, good morning. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey now, DNR. Andy from Merrick bringing a baseball question.
All right.
Ronald Acuna of the Braves is having a really terrific year. He has a shot at 20-plus homers and 70-plus stolen bases. That feat has only been accomplished twice in a season in Major League Baseball history. Name those two guys.
So it's what, 20 home runs?
And 70 steals by only two players.
In one season?
20 and 70 in a season.
Oof. He's had 70 steals?
No, he's on pace.
Oh, he's on pace for 70.
Ricky Henderson has to be one of them, no? Well,
Ricky Henderson is one of them. Name the other.
70. My God. That's a lot of steal. I mean, the 30 home runs is not...
I said 20 home runs.
Yeah, 20 home runs. 70 steals. I don't think Willie Mays ever had 70.
You look like a base stealer. When you play Little League, you steal bases?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No chance.
No. You say all these nasty things. I was fast as a kid.
I know.
I was a skinny kid.
I was asking you a serious question. You got two athletic kids. I wanted to ask you a serious question.
I was an elite glove, though.
Defender.
Yes. Yeah.
I could see that.
And
Ben's really good defensively, isn't he, at second base?
Mm-hmm. Big playoff game for him tonight.
Maybe he'll stay and watch the whole thing.
Probably. 70. I mean, who's had 70 steals? That in its own right is a 70. Maury Wills never had 70 steals, did he? Vince Coleman never had 70 steals. Ichiro never had 70, did he? I don't know.
Have I stumped Rothenberg?
It's possible. So you got Henderson. Is it Griffey never
had? Give you the year.
No, I don't want the year. That'll give it away. Well, you know it? Is it someone within the last... I don't know. No, I probably shouldn't take that. Um, Recent, Andy, or no?
Within the last 40 years.
Last 40 years.
It's not Willie Mays. 70 steals is a lot. I don't want to waste the whole segment here. Vince Coleman, Maury Wills. I'm going to guess Maury Wills, but I don't think that's right.
Give him the buzzer. That is not right. 1980 Cincinnati Reds. A young man named Eric Davis.
Eric, 1980.
Wrong.
That's not nice. 1980?
That's in the 80s, around 85,
okay.
86.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's wrong. Eric Davis was a great player. That's 0-1.
Not a great start.
I told you we shouldn't be doing it. We should kill the segment.
No, we should be doing it.
It's a terrible segment.
Come on. Regroup.
Right, we'll go to Mike in Englewood. Mike, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, what's up, Dave? I got another baseball question for you.
All right.
All right. So the 1997 World Series ended on a Game 7 walk-off single in the 11th inning. Tell me who got that game-winning hit, who was on the mound, and who scored the World Series winning run.
Jose Mesa.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect. Edgar Renteria, I believe, was involved.
Yes, he was. That's who got the hit.
Yeah. I can picture the guy. Craig Counsell?
Is the one who scored the run.
Now I got to think of a pitcher. I thought it was Mesa was definitely involved in that. Is it a well-known pitcher?
I would say yes.
You would say yes. All right.
What was the question?
1997 World Series, Indians at the time against the Marlins. Game-winning hit. Who scored on that hit, and who was the losing pitcher? I got the hit was Renteria.
The run was Counsell.
Craig Counsell scored. And then who
was the pitcher?
I thought it was Jose Mesa. He says no. So the pitcher in that game, 7.
By the way, Eric Davis, 1986, 27 home runs, 80 stolen bases.
That's unbelievable. Oh, is it Charles Nagy?
It is Charles Nagy.
Yes!
Okay. All right. So we kind of rebounded a little bit there, right?
We're back.
Seems like a lot of effort here.
No, we're back.
All right, let's go to let's go to a little NBA. And Steve in Brooklyn apparently has an NBA question. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. I got an NBA playoff trivia question for you.
Okay.
Prior to last year's finals, Al Horford held the record with 141 playoff games without an NBA Finals appearance. Who is the current record holder with 130 playoff games and no Finals appearance?
He's active?
No. All-time record.
So,
well, he doesn't have to be active. I will say, I guess, he is not active anymore.
Okay. So, most playoff wins with no...
No, just most playoff games without an NBA Finals appearance.
Okay, most playoff games played, no NBA Finals appearance.
Correct.
And what's the number? Over 100, you said?
130.
Joe Johnson could be up there. Paul Millsap could be up there. He was all over the place. I don't think he ever went to the finals. Terry Cummings. Another one. Those Pacers teams. Cummings, Millsap, Ricky Davis, maybe. I'm going to go, excuse me, with Paul Millsap. Final answer, Louisiana Tech.
So everybody you named in the top four, and Paul Millsap is number one.
Yes.
All right. Now we're grooving. It's a different level of genius. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York. That's 2-1, yes?
Look at you all of a sudden now. Okay, I feel it. Confidence is coming back.
That was good. And you know what else is amazing to me?
What?
There's supposed to be singular answers.
There's
and we
not.
Get all these multiple part questions.
Well, because I think you've proven yourself to a point now where people feel like they have to go multiple to try to get you.
That doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right.
Well, it's not fair, but it's a badge of honor.
Well, Danny in Long Island has a 4-part question. You want to go to Danny?
It's a lot.
All right. Let's see what you got, Danny. 4-parter. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. I'd like to announce that I will be attending both the tailgate and the Met game.
Nice, yes, Danny. Danny, yes. Can we give at a minimum fist bump, maximum a hug?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
And I'm going to donate my security services to Dave to make sure any irate fans get a little too close or a little too huggy. I will have them removed from the tailgate and the stadium immediately.
Well, because you know ESPN's not going to provide
Well, it's going to be tough for Dave to hug anyone while he's holding Mendy's hand.
Oh, boy. Listen, if the Mets keep losing, we can have a whole pickleball tournament in the parking lot. We can set up 15 nets.
All right, Danny, let's not be negative
today.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Zach Greinke struck out a batter on Saturday and joined an elite group of 4 other pitchers that have struck out 1,000 different major league players. They're all well-known pitchers. They're all modern era. They're all pitched during the time of Dave's life. Who are the other 4 pitchers who have struck out 1,000 different major league players?
I mean, 1,000.
1,000 different
Ryan,
players.
Right? Randy Johnson. It's got to be Carlton. So it's 1,000 different batters.
Correct.
Struck out by the pitcher.
You probably go with some of the greats. I mean, go to
the
greats.
Well, and you got to think about Randy Johnson. You got to think about Carlton. You got to think about Colfax.
Clemens.
You got to think about Clemens. You got to think about, I mean, these are the names you think about, right?
Maybe Maddox.
Maddox has over 3,000. I mean, Ryan has over 5,000.
So, all right. So, put him on the list. So, Nolan Ryan won.
Correct.
Okay. And how many are there?
There's 4.
4.
Who's the second one you said, Randy Johnson?
But Greinke makes 4, Greinke makes 5.
Greinke makes 5.
Uh-huh. And we put Maddox or you didn't put Maddox?
No, we didn't put Maddox. We got so far we have Nolan Ryan.
All right, I'll put Maddox.
Correct.
Randy Johnson has to be.
Okay.
Randy Johnson.
Correct.
And Clemens.
You go with Clemens?
Is that right?
Is Clemens right?
Correct.
Yes.
4-for-4.
Excellent team effort there, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny.
All right, so that's 3-1.
3-1.
Rough start. Really remedied that. You want Brendan to ask his question now?
Ugh. Yeah, I guess.
All right, Brendan, go ahead.
All right, I will say I'm very nervous after slandering.
Did you
my
get a
scold?
Like, you asked your question last week. It was not good, right, Rick? You agree?
It was very, very average.
Did you get... Because I know Rick takes this very seriously and doesn't like underwhelming performances. And I mean that, like, he really doesn't. Did you get talked to on the way home last week?
No, he just, you know, didn't talk about it, didn't bring it up. But then I asked for his advice today and just no help. So
you left him all on an island.
Well, he wants to go off on his own.
If he stinks today.
He's done.
Is he removed from asking
it's
questions?
It's clear that he has no on-air talent and he's off.
Okay. All right.
All right, with that, no pressure.
Yeah, just think about, just close your eyes and imagine your bald cats.
It's going to be a hockey question, isn't it?
No, basketball.
Oh, okay. NBA.
Yeah, with the Joker, we were talking about him. So, which 3 NBA players have the most triple-doubles in NBA history?
Magic Johnson.
He's 3, yes.
He's 3?
Yes.
Hmm. Thought he was 1. Most triple doubles. And Jokic is not in that top 3,
Oscar?
Right?
No. No to Dave.
Oscar Robertson?
He's 2, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And now we're looking for...
I'm having a good day.
You are. Most triple... So we got Magic, we got Oscar Robertson, LeBron.
No.
Oh, God, you stink. I was thinking.
I mean, what about, I mean, I'm spitballing here. I mean, doesn't Russell Westbrook have to be close up there at some point?
Yes,
look at me.
I don't, okay. I think you're going to be very upset with him. I don't think he's right.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
RJ, can you?
Raymond Santiago is the fact checker.
Somebody's got to look this up. There's no way LeBron doesn't have more triple doubles than Russell Westbrook.
You can hear him typing.
That's fine.
He's checking right now.
And he should. I'd like to challenge that.
All right.
The flag has been thrown. Russell Westbrook, 198 triple doubles.
Wait, I thought you said in the postseason.
I think it was overall.
Oh, it was overall?
Yes.
Brendan?
Yeah, I said all time overall.
Oh, I was thinking postseason.
Come on, pay attention. You gotta pay attention.
He said Jokic had a triple double last night. Yeah, that changes everything.
Well, I was just giving you a little backstory to my question.
I got confused.
Where's Jokic on the list?
Jokic got to be up there. He's probably, I don't know.
He's six. He's two behind LeBron.
In the history of the NBA, Jokic is six in triple doubles.
Right behind J. Kidd.
Yeah, I messed up on that then.
That's all right. I had your back.
No, but I don't know why he would. No, all right.
Well, listen, don't try to get in his head. It's a weird place.
Go ahead. Blame Brandon.
Now, you assumed.
I assumed it was postseason.
He's going to throw you right under the bus.
Because you know why I was so quick with Magic? Because they showed Magic as number one. That's why I said Magic was number one, right? Because they showed Magic was number one last night, and then I got perplexed. When you
nobody
said that,
had so. Any idea oh, that Magic was going to die.
Great. RJ, what are we doing here now? You going five-pack? We're going another question or two? What do you want to do? You think about that. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge, enormous locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That, in fact, is allamericanford.net.
I have one question that will dictate where we go from here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that 2006, the Mets, how the season ended was very dark. Carlos Beltran. Not good, right?
No, the strikeout against Wainwright.
How familiar are you with the situation? Not that at bat.
What do you mean the situation?
What was going on, players involved in the situation? Mets were losing, needed some runs. Maybe there were some guys on base.
I'm not going to remember who's on base.
Okay, then we will go to the five-pack.
let's go to the five-pack. Rick, do you want to play the guys on base?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm still trying to figure out how I got an email from some Julian...
Julian Birnbaum.
Kushnick.
Oh.
At least Kushnick, you got the name right on like.
Well, he's
days.
Looking at it.
You called him Julian Bombard.
You didn't even call him Julian. You called him like John or something.
But that's when I wasn't looking at it.
I have some good news for you, though.
Great. What?
You're going to get more emails.
A lot more.
I want off this chain.
Yeah. I don't know how I got this chain. I don't know why I'm on this chain. I don't
welcome
care what the
K-Sharp
talked about at 3:45 yesterday.
Yeah, because it's
you
your
know.
World.
You
it's
should
your
know.
World. I don't need the sound and the recap and everything else.
I think you need to know.
I got a cut sheet.
Yeah, right.
I think this is helpful for both of you.
It's helpful for nobody.
You get quarter-hour breakdowns.
Listen, now when you want to know what happened on this show on this date when it got a certain number, now you can figure it out yourself. You don't need to ask
I'll give
people.
You a certain number.
What would that number be?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would that number be?
I don't know. Take off your shirt. I'll show you.
You usually got to pay for that kind of action. Drew Brees.
Where are we?
What about
Drew Brees?
Purdue.
Oh, yeah, Purdue.
What's his middle name?
Wandell.
Moly.
No, you're nasty. You're nasty Brees.
What?
Oh, my God.
All right. What about Drew Brees? Where is your head today?
Well, I forgot we're doing the five-pack. All right, so that's one. We work as a team anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. I'm going to let he always gets the first opportunity to answer.
Robert Horry.
Big Shot Bob.
That's right.
Big college football school.
I mean, come on.
Big college Huge. Football school. Biggest college football.
Alabama?
There you go.
Hey.
See what I do for you?
Thank you.
I'd be impressed if you know this one. Not Dave, Rick.
Thanks.
Todd Heap.
No idea. You know
Herm? Yeah, Herm Edwards.
I was just.
Was the coach of the school.
Just recently?
Recently.
The Sun Devils.
That's
Arizona
right.
Arizona State.
There you go.
Yeah. This one, very tough. Toughest of the five pack.
Okay.
Theo Ratliff.
Okay, it's a school in the out west, not on the coast, but in a state like Wyoming.
A state like or yeah.
Wyoming?
Yes, yeah. Good job.
Were you trying to think of a city that in was, Wyoming?
Yep.
No, I know impressive. Cheyenne, capital of Wyoming. Cheyenne.
That was very impressive.
Yeah.
And finally, T.J. Duckett,
the running back.
That's right.
A Big Ten. Is that right? Big Ten.
Oh yeah.
Played for George Perlis, maybe.
I think that might be right.
Michigan State.
Yep.
There we go.
Look at you.
Boom.
Look at you.
That was good.
I am too smart. I am too smart.
And that's why Stump Rothenberg is brought to you by Sharp Hat. because I have the sharpest hat in the biz.
Sharp.
Game-changing custom software. What are you laughing about?
No.
Game-changing customs. If you need software to be built.
This is where you go.
This is where you go.
Yep. And very comfortable sweatshirt.
Have you worn it?
Yes.
I've worn it. Oh. It's hanging in my closet.
Buttery.
Though. Really?
Buttery.
You wear it right to skin?
Yeah.
You don't. There's no t-shirt under.
Well, I wear it around the house. I don't wear a t-shirt. Yeah, I would throw it on. Very comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you needed something to be written, some analytics, some programs, you'd go right to Sharp Hat.
Yeah, Sharp Hat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what the beauty of the Sharp Hat is we actually met.
We met all the Sharp Hats from
all the Sharp Hats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that are going to actually help you.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the sharpest of the hats.
Did you like any of them more than the others, or you like them all?
I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the same?
Like, look, I'm using the notebook right now. Look at Sharp Hat notebook.
You really are.
Yeah. Dave, where's your notes?
My notes?
Yeah.
The man walks in with nothing but a smile.
Right
nothing.
Here.
Well, he walks with fruit.
Right.
But barely.
Right here.
You did know. You did know.
You're hitting yourself very hard right now.
No, I'm fine.
You did know a city or a state like Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, because I was trying to make it as easy as possible.
Right. Again, another shot. Thanks.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
I was trying to make it as easy as possible.
You're insinuating that I'm not smart.
Listen, if you take it like that, that's on you. I didn't insinuate anything.
You know what you're doing.
I said I'm trying to make it as easy as possible.
Okay.
In a condescending way.
Wasn't condescending. See, you know what? I'm ahead of my time. That's the problem here.
Yeah, right.
Is that what we're calling it?
They're going to study me in the future. They're going to look and be like, you know what? This guy, he got it before anybody else got it to this level.
A 50-year-old child. That's what you are.
So?
It's so?
Maturity is completely overrated.
Okay.
Well, sorry. What do you want me to button my shirt to all the way to the top and just walk around like, the Pythagorean theorem. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
If there was a motto for Dave Rothenberg to live by, it's maturity is overrated.
It's completely overrated. If you're mature, you're missing out on so much life.
To a degree.
I'm not saying that you don't buckle the kids' seatbelts and take them to where they have to go, but if you're like all stuffy and boring and bland, you suck.
Yeah, I don't think that's what we meant. But
I don't think that's what they meant when they said, they want you to be young at heart. I don't think that's what they meant.
Maturity is overrated. We'll get Dave a t-shirt.
Maturity is completely overrated. I stand by it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.